Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Terrence Grado is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Terrence is the Director of National Estate Policy at Generation Opportunity, an organization focused on helping Gen Y, I guess, is their main focus. And he's a new friend. Terrence, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
It's good to have you on the show. Am I saying your last name correctly, Grado?
Grado, actually.
Grado, all right. No. We get it like you want it. With a name like Blasingame, I try to get other people's names right. Okay, Terrence. So who are the people that your organization works for?
Well, we advocate for millennials, otherwise known as those between the ages of 18 and 29 years old.
Uh-huh.
And we're an organization that messages on issues that are important to this generation, particularly unemployment and jobs, issues like health care, education.
So you're a lobbying organization for the 20-somethings?
To an extent, yeah, because we do message on these things that, you know, are the most important to this generation, what, you know, they're talking about on social media with their friends, you know, when it comes to issues going on in our country.
Right.
So, yeah, we do advocate for this generation.
What is more important to this generation than employment?
Well, that is the number one issue. When we talk to people in the field, when we're active in the states, when we're on social media pages, I mean, the consistent message for the last couple of years has certainly been, we need jobs. We need them to figure out in Washington how to provide those jobs,
right,
so that small businesses and businesses can hire. It's without a doubt jobs and unemployment.
Right. So what? Tell us what. Tell the audience. Give them a tour of the condition of employment for the 20-somethings.
Sure. Well, you know, the jobs numbers were released a couple weeks ago. The latest ones from BLS, and overall unemployment at 7.8%. However, when you break that number down further and you relate it to millennials specifically, find that 18 to 29-year-old unemployment is an astounding 11.5%.
That is astounding, isn't it? I mean, I knew that number, but it's really shocking. Why do you think that's the case?
Well, you know, before you get into that, it's actually worse than 11.5% if you take the 1.7 million young adults that aren't counted as unemployed by
part of the U6 calculation, right?
Right, and they don't count these people because they've actually just given up looking for jobs completely.
Which is why the U3 number, the 7.7 or whatever number, it's the reason why that number is really bogus, isn't it?
Yeah, but, you know, because there's certainly other data out there that
shows,
know,
the truth.
Shows. Exactly. So when you take those numbers and you add it into the 11.5, you actually get a 16.3% unemployment.
So young people, 18 to 29, are unemployed at a rate of over 16%.
That's correct.
And so why is that?
Well, you know, when you've got 7 out of every 8 jobs are of the private sector, and in order to get, you know, people with jobs, you need to provide the private sector the confidence to hire.
Right.
Right now, they just don't have it.
Yep.
You know, deals going on in Washington, certain policies coming out of Washington, it's just not cutting it. And until businesses are confident in the conditions going on, whether it be tax rates, being able to spend on their business, they're not going to hire. So we need our leaders in Washington to really listen to this generation and see what they're looking for, and it's not what's coming out.
But now, but I'm a little confused now, Terrence, because this generation, the girls and the boys, basically helped to deliver the presidency back to President Obama. The unemployed and the employed, The young men and the women broke heavily for President Obama. Where's the payback?
That the 18 to 29 year old demographic, it still did vote for Obama, but a little unknown fact that you don't hear much in the media or people or the talking heads talking about it. But 18 to 29 year olds, they turned out in slightly greater numbers than in 2008, but that demographic shifted 11 points away from the president this year. So in 2008, you had obviously that the president won that demographic by 66%.
Right.
This year, he lost it by 11 points. Mm-hmm. He still won it overall, but he lost a significant amount. It's actually the greatest decline in support among this age group and a president getting reelected ever in our history.
That is a number I did not know, but still millions of young people, and I'm assuming, Terrence, millions of unemployed young people voted for President Obama, who had not delivered, never mind his all whatever else you could talk about, had not delivered a recovery in the previous 4 years, and wasn't doing the things it looked like recovery could be expected in the next 4 years, yet they still voted for President Obama. Do you understand that? Can you explain that?
Oh, it's true. You know, the demographic, you know, overall still did vote that way. You know, it's something that, you know, a lot of the data that we get, you know, because we survey and we talk to millennials,
right.
You know, there's always going to be those that are going to support one person over
right.
another. And there could be a lot of reasons for that. You know, his charisma.
Hold on to that thought, Terrence. We're going to take a quick break. Terrence Grotto, Gradio, ladies and gentlemen, is with Generation Opportunity. We're going to talk some more with him about this issue, about this generation. And one thing I'm going to ask you about is this issue of paying interns. Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.